USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An unexpected disaster destroying over 700 buildings on some Indonesian islands, killing nearly 300 people, at least as the count is so far. John Gelfand is with the International Red Cross and says the tsunami that struck was completely unexpected.
There would have been zero warning. There would have been none of the triggers would have known, so it would have just happened. There would have, nobody would have been able to predict this.
More than 1,000 people injured in the tsunami caused by the eruption of the Krakatoa volcano over the weekend. The partial government shutdown still in full swing, no end in sight, as the House passed a funding bill that includes $5 billion the president's demanding for a border wall. But it didn't pass the Senate. Negotiations have been ongoing. The earliest the chance for another vote in the Senate would be Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's that ugly sweater you'll never wear or that book you'll never read, we've all received unwanted holiday gifts. Many Americans are now choosing to avoid these gifting gaffes by turning to new ways of giving. The latest Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly half of all Americans are using person-to-person payment services, with more than 80% of those users saying they would gift money to others through P2P. This trend could show why the majority of Americans believe an entirely cashless society will happen within their lifetime. Nikki Katz, Head of Digital Strategy and Emerging Experiences, Bank of America.
It's exciting to see the growth and adoption of person-to-person payments, especially during the rush of the holiday season. At Bank of America, we use these trends to shape future payment innovations and help clients better manage their financial lives.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport. That's bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport.